Welcome to Wine Road, the wine, when, and where of Northern Sonoma County. I'm your host, Marcy Gordon, with Beth Costa, Executive Director of the Wine Road.
Thanks to Ron Rubin, we're able to keep our podcast rolling along. The financial support of River Road Family Vineyards and Winery allows us to keep recording, keep sipping wine, and keep sharing stories with our listeners. Check out their website at riverroadvineyards.com and explore their Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, and Old Vine Zinfandel from the Russian River Valley, as well as a finely crafted Cabernet Sauvignon from the Alexander Valley. That's riverroadvineyards.com. And hey, thanks, Ron, for allowing us to make this show happen.
Welcome to episode 199. Today, our guests, two for one, is Michelle Marquez and Coco Sturzenbach, and they are the co-hosts of Rockin' Vino Radio that airs on KSRO. And we're glad you're here, people in the business.
I know, it's fun. So I was on their show back in November or October, and I kept thinking, we have to get you on our show, we have to get you on our show. But, you know, they also have, you know, jobs besides that, and so it was hard to coordinate when they could be here. So I am so excited to see both of you. This is awesome.
Thank you. We are super excited as well.
Yes, thanks for inviting us.
Yeah. So I think you should just tell our
listeners. And we're glad you could come to the studio.
Yeah, being in person is so much more fun.
Yeah, this is a cool spot you guys have here.
Isn't
this
it nice?
Mm-hmm.
I know.
We're lucky.
We are lucky. Well, we're lucky because Richard loves us. Because at one point I said, like during COVID, I was letting everyone go and this isn't going to happen. I didn't think we could really keep producing this. And Richard's like, you have to keep the show going. I'm like, well, I don't know if we can. No, you have to. I'm like, okay. So I found a sponsor.
That's awesome.
And we kept it going. So how did Rockin' Vino come to be?
Okay, so Rockin' Vino came to be when I used to work in radio, and then I also worked in wine. And when I left radio, I started another project to kind of keep in with the music, mm-hmm. if you will. But I wanted something that kind of set us apart that was a little bit different. And so I figured – and I saw so many synchronicities between music and wine and how they complemented each other. And there were various winemakers that were musicians and musicians
yeah.
that
yes,
became
so
winemakers
uh-huh.
or had their own wineries. So I was like, why don't we go with that angle and do a show about music and wine?
Mm-hmm.
And because they really do pair fantastically together in, you know, so many different ways.
Right.
So that's kind of how it started.
So years ago, Linmore Winery used to have a whole program on pairing wine with music.
Oh, wow.
And it was amazing. He worked with the San Francisco Symphony and he did just all kinds of amazing things. But that was the first real wine and music pairing that
yeah.
I had heard of. So it was cool.
That is cool.
So you started this, what did you say, 2017?
2017,
I mean,
yeah.
That's a long time.
It's been a while. Yeah, we've had some really amazing guests and had some great chats with people. So winemakers, musicians, chefs, like some of these amazing chefs here in Sonoma County. Mm-hmm. So it's been really, really a lot of fun.
And how often does it post or how often is it on?
So right now we are on KSRO, and so that's a radio show which we have started a year ago, and so with Michelle, and so it's the second and fourth Monday of every month
okay.
that you can find it on KSRO Live, and then we post it that week. So two times a month is when we post it.
Mm-hmm. That's what we do.
That's
we do,
doable.
We have every other Thursday. Yeah. So, and how did Michelle get connected with
yes.
you, Coco?
Well, there was a wine show on KSRO hosted by Jeff Davis, mm-hmm. and Jeff decided to end doing a weekly show. It was a lot for him to do.
Yeah, it is a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, yeah.
As you know.
Yeah, and so I saw an opportunity, and I've known Coco. We've worked together in radio for, what, two decades, basically?
Oh, my gosh.
I was not involved in Rockin' Vino, but I saw this perfect opportunity to bring it onto KSRO, and I'm the news director there host a lot of the shows. And so I asked Coco if she wanted to do it, and our sponsor came on, and so we're now picked up for another year. So American Ag Credit sponsors us, and it's great. Yeah.
We Cheers
love it.
To
Congratulations. That. Yeah, so I think of you as a journalist. So you're a news director, I
yes.
guess. Yes. But that's how I see you. That's why I first met you, was coming to wine events as a journalist and things. So it is a lot of work doing the podcast, isn't it?
It is. It's, you know, it takes a lot of planning, preparation, who your guest is, what you want to talk to them about. But it's fun because we like to have kind of like a free-flowing conversation. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you want to be educated on your guest, but you also want to let the conversation kind of take you wherever it goes.
When I was on the show, I had a blast because you had done so much research. So I wasn't sitting there. I've been on lots of live radio shows where the host has mentioned things about our event that are not correct at all.
Mm.
And it's live radio. You know, I don't want to correct them. So I try to redirect how they worded that. Say, well, maybe years ago that had happened, but now this is what it is. But you two were you knew everything. You had great questions, and it was so fun. That's why I couldn't wait to get you on here today.
And it's fun because Michelle brings, like, a very professional, like, aspect to it.
Marcy?
And, yeah. And then I bring, like, kind of, like, the fun, like, you know. You know, yeah. So yeah. It's a good dynamic.
That's the best team.
Yeah.
The fun one and the not fun one.
I just call Marcy the brains. She's the brains of the operation. I'm the glitter.
Yes, Michelle is very much the glitter.
Yeah. But your topic also allows for so much. I'm sure some winemakers, have they come and played? Do they're musicians? Has anyone played live on the show?
We actually did have one perform live on the show, because with the podcast, you can't actually have them do music unless you pay for licensing
fees.
Right,
right.
So we couldn't do it that way, but we could do it on air on KSRO. And so we had Ian from Smith Devereaux Wines. Mm-hmm. He was also in a band, and now he's starting a new project. So they actually did a song live on air.
Oh, fun.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And previously, before we had it on KSRO, Coco and Mike, the other host of the show, would go to different concerts and, you know, get those press passes so they could arrange interviews mm-hmm. In between sets. And so they would really, like, at Bottle Rock, at other shows, go and interview these artists and really get some great content from
nice.
The podcast. So, yeah.
It's such a great topic. I mean, there's so many tentacles, really, that reach down in so many ways you can incorporate it. I always think of wine and music because it's like music is, you know, you're choosing this note like a composer. And the same thing in wine. You're composing this wine and you have even a melody in your head and you match that to the wine. And I think so many of the people we've talked to, they're poets. And so that's what you want in a winemaker, someone who's really thinking on many levels. It's fun.
Yeah, it's really cool to see how certain winemakers are incorporating music into what they're doing in wine. Some of them will even play certain songs for certain vineyards or certain types of music mm-hmm. to certain vineyards.
Right.
And one of my favorite was we had – and it actually wasn't wine. It was whiskey, and it was Metallica. The band Metallica, they have their own brand of whiskey. So uh-huh. their master distiller we interviewed him, and he was explaining to us that each band member has their own barrel, and their own barrel has the playlist of the band member that, you know, like they selected the playlist.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And so they created this device that goes around the barrels. And essentially, you're not, like, hearing music blasting when you
right.
go in the barrel room. So it's really just the vibrations
right.
that are playing for the barrel. And it really does change the way the whiskey tastes. You can do, like, a side-by-side of uh-huh. all the wine – or all the whiskeys.
The barrels, yeah.
And see, you know, the difference.
I was on a press trip once, and we were at a winery where they played classical music for a certain wine, and then they played heavy metal for another wine. And it was I can't remember what the varietals were, but and then they did it like a blind test with both, you know, the same wines with the music. And it was, you could really taste the difference.
Yeah.
And what the winemaker was saying with like the more subtle, it's all about the vibrational level that's going through the barrel.
Yeah, it's the different tones that you're listening to. So it's a little bit subjective based on like what you're hearing and what you're picking up on. Mm-hmm. And that's going to affect what's going to be brought out in the wine. So if you hear more higher pitched notes, you're going to get more acid, more that. If you hear like the bitter or the deep bass tones, it's going to taste a little bit more bitter. So it'll be, it's
so really,
it really
tracks. That's,
yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
We need a musicologist to become a winemaker.
Yeah, right?
Well, there we go. I have Richard, our sound engineer.
Yes, that's true. Richard, you're making wine. Get
Plan
up
B.
Here.
Plan B.
Very fun.
You never know.
Here on the estate, why not?
Yeah,
at the event center. We call this the event center. We joke because it's their yard is massive, beautiful little trails through the yard. So we've had guests say, what do you do here at the event center? He's like, well, it's my yard.
He's like, I relax.
Nothing. Yeah, exactly. I drink a glass of wine. So, Coco, I think you also work at a winery, correct, though?
I do, yeah. So I am my official title is the Wine and Music Studio Manager at Jam Cellars.
That's perfect.
And,
perfect.
I mean, I saw this, my friend actually sent me the job posting. We had interviewed Jam Cellars and I had been exposed to them via Bottle Rock. And I was like, this is an amazing company. I would love to work here one day. And just kind of put it out there.
But it was in your mind.
In the universe, yes. But I didn't force it.
It's like an Oprah moment.
Yeah, exactly. And my friend, it was during the pandemic. It was like in 2020. Mm-hmm. And so my friend was looking for a job and people were sending her all these listings. And she was like, well, this isn't good for me, but I know who it is. So she sent it to me. I applied and went through a very rigorous interview process and got the gig. So, yeah.
That's great. Awesome. They're a big sponsor of Bottle Rock.
Yeah, the premier sponsor. Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What a perfect match.
Yeah, so it's fun. And so one thing we do at Jam Cellars is we do have an experience called Sip and Play. Uh-huh. And essentially we pair music and wine together. So you get three wines and each wine is paired with two songs. And so that's essentially to see if the different songs, so different types of music, affect your perception of the wine you're drinking. And then the last one.
Oh, I love that.
It's fun. And then the last one, we let the guests choose those two songs and the wine. So it's really interactive and fun.
I think that's cool.
I mean, I don't see any scientific end to that, but that's no different than, I mean, at home, I have music playing all the time. Crazy loud music all the time. And it does affect how everything tastes and how you feel about everything. It affects your mood. So it does all tie together. I love that idea. How fun for a tasting.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. I might have to have an outing.
Yeah, come check it out.
I might get to go do something.
And what we want to do, too, like as Rockin' Vino, is we want to partner with wineries and bring kind of a similar experience to any winery that's interested in that.
Oh, that's a genius
idea.
Well,
we have to talk after this, then.
Yeah,
because I know some wineries.
Yeah, it'd be really fun.
Yeah, I love that idea. Okay, so Michelle, what is a day in the life like of a news director? I can't even imagine it.
It starts really early.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, I'm at the station at 4:30 every morning and prepping for our show. We start at 6, and then I have a 3-hour show. I'm the news anchor along with my co-host, Larry. And so we write and source and arrange all of our news for the 3-hour show. And then after that, there's some online posting and getting ready for shorter noon news. And then I also produce and host a lot of the noon shows that are with various clients throughout Sonoma County. And then I also host our public affairs program that runs on all of the Amaturo Sonoma Media Group stations. So it runs on 8 of our stations. So I'm talking with people all the time, like you.
Wow.
Wine Road. Yeah. So it's very fun.
She says, very fun. I'm thinking, I'm so tired.
Big job. I'm like blown away by all that. That's incredible.
Yeah.
When do you sleep?
I take naps I take naps a lot. Oh, yeah, that's right. I also have another show. I forgot. I will say that I'm probably more of a music radio person than I am of a news, which is strange because my whole job is
journalism.
News.
Yes. Yeah.
But I started in radio in music initially in Seattle, and I moved here in 2003 as the music director and midday host for The Crush.
Oh, yeah.
I had that gig for about 6 months, and they got rid of the music director position, which was a real bummer. So, but I had fallen in love both with living in Sonoma County and with a man, so I stayed. I ended up working at Froggy and the country station, and then worked my way over to KSRO shortly after that through traffic reporting and ended up really liking news. So I did that, and I've been doing that for 20 years. I also, because I have that music bug and I love it so much, I volunteer at KRCB, which is our public radio station in Runner Park. Mm-hmm. So every Thursday night, I have a 2-hour music show that's freeform. I can play whatever I want, so I could play.
I got to tune into that.
Exactly. It's called Connections. I could play heavy metal followed by Bach. I could do that if I wanted to.
Oh, what a great concept.
Yeah. I don't generally do that, but
you want people to follow along. Yeah.
If I wanted to. And it's a really fun show. So it's 7 to 9 p.m. every Thursday on KRCB.
Excellent. Well, we're going to have to put all this in the show notes.
I love that you almost forgot that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, by the way, every Thursday for 2 hours.
Well, it's my fun. I mean, I go there and like Coco said, it really does impact your mood and how you are feeling and, you know, what things taste like. And even when I'm dead tired, because I get up so early and I'm always tired, when I go in and I play music for 2 hours, I feel so good after that.
It's rejuvenating.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What great freedom, though, to be able to put together a show as you see fit. That's just amazing. You didn't get that much freedom.
It's a treat. It's an absolute treat. That's why even if I am dead tired or I've had the worst day or somebody's been mean to me and I just don't want to do it.
How dare they?
Right. Well, you wouldn't. I work in the news department. Yeah. People can be very opinionated. So, you know, even if I'm having the worst day, it still makes me feel so much better going in and I feel great after that.
Well, there's nothing bad about the music. I mean, news is bad, followed by worse. And so, music is just uplifting. Yeah, that is.
It's funny about the enduring power of radio. You know, we've had all this technology, all this disruption, but nothing's really disrupted radio. A podcast or podcasts, and podcasts can be broadcast, but radio still has a mass appeal. It reaches people. You can have radio when you can't have TV. It's still the single most source of news because when stuff goes power goes down, you can always go turn on your car radio. Yeah. It's funny how nothing has changed. Radio is here for the long run.
Yeah. And, you know, just recently with, the push to get rid of AM radio, it's really alarming. And I think it's interesting to see that Congress is understanding, how important it is that we can't get rid of AM radio. And we know that so well in Sonoma County, that, you know, through the fires and I reported
it's
all through 2017,
lifeline.
The glass fire in 2019, it was sometimes the only thing that people could hear.
Exactly. Right. And AM, a lot of people can't get the other frequencies. And so it's like cutting off a whole part of the country that's really important. People don't understand, if you live in a city, you don't understand the dynamics of living out in the sticks.
Right.
I didn't even know that was a thing. That's crazy.
I know.
Yeah, that's not okay. Because I know, as you mentioned, during the fires, I definitely I had the radio on the whole time.
Yeah, just going constantly.
2KSRO.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, that was literally my only thing that kept me calm.
Well, that was a lifeline.
It's time for our Fast Five. Who do we have on the line now?
Hi, this is Andrea Card from Francis Ford Coppola Winery.
Hey, Andrea, what's your Fast Five?
Well, my Fast Five is always my daughter needing food right away,
emergency fast.
That's
five,
the idea,
right
basically.
Away. So I just take a big log of mozzarella, slice it up, put some fresh basil from the garden, and some tomatoes, hopefully if I have them, and then just a little reduced balsamic on top, and a little extra virgin olive oil. That's five. A little salt and pepper.
That is the best fast five. I mean, that is I eat that almost every day in the summer.
Yeah.
It is such the perfect dish.
It's my daughter's go-to, and I know she'll be super happy if I have all the ingredients, so I try to keep them on hand
It's got all the hits, protein and
it's good stuff
and,
for you.
You know, all your essentials right there. Love it.
I love it. That was easy.
And what do you drink with that? Not your daughter, but you.
She gets sparkling water.
Yes.
I love it with a really cold glass of bubbles. So we have a really nice Sophia Blanc de Blanc that is delicious with that. Normally it's summertime when I'm eating it. So anything crisp, bright.
Yeah. So. Compliment those fresh summer tomatoes. Nice.
Yeah. I love it. Perfect. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
So the radio that you do on Thursday night, what is that number on the dial?
It's 104.9 FM.
104.9 FM.
That's in my car.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
All preset.
I think that is in mine.
Yeah, actually, KRCB is really fun because it is a volunteer-run station. There are the two midday hosts, or the morning and the midday, are paid, but they also choose their playlists every single day. So we've got Doug Jane, who has the Next Record Store, so definitely music.
And he has the guest DJs.
Yeah, so they're so great.
My husband, that's why I always listen. He listens to that station all the time. But that show is so interesting because he brings in a regular person and they bring together the music and they talk. That's a great show.
Yeah, yeah. And that is actually an opportunity that people get by supporting the station because it's a public station.
Right.
So when they do the pledge drives, they call it a DJ for a day.
Yeah.
And you come with your music and you can tell the stories about the reasons that you brought the songs in. Yeah. I mean, it's really fun.
It's cool because it's people from all walks of life, all ages, all different, perspectives. It's such a cool show. Yeah. It's a great station. I don't think I've... That's the only station Roger has on in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Besides KSRO, that's the one that I listen to all the time.
Yeah. How fun.
I love it. So who, all these years of doing your Rockin' Vino, is there a couple of shows that stand out in your mind as like, well, that was so fun for me. I just, you were excited to meet the person or they just did an amazing job or.
Yeah.
What's super memorable?
Not
that they aren't all memorable, but.
Well, Beth, you were memorable.
I'm sure I was memorable, yeah.
100%. Were you?
Beth was fishing for
a compliment. I love all my children equally, but yeah.
I would say recently, we really enjoyed having Ross Cobb on. He was really fun because he really kind of exemplifies Rockin' Vino. He's a bass player. He's a winemaker. He works with Les Claypool on Pachyderm Cellars for their wine. And so he was really fun. We interviewed Jerry Casal from Devo because he has his own winery.
Yeah.
That must have been so fun for you in the studio.
Yeah.
He was on the phone, but it was amazing.
Oh,
it was so cool.
Fun.
Yeah. But it was still fun. He sent us some wine.
Yeah.
So he makes rosé and Pinot Noir, and both were absolutely fantastic.
So where does he make them or where are they from?
His winery is, his brick and mortar is going to be based in Napa, but he sources his group from Sonoma County, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
Do the closures have the little Devo hat on top of the bottle? That would be so funny.
They should.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's actually, he's very inspired by architecture and art.
Mm-hmm.
The whole band is very artistic and amazing. But it's based on the tasting room and the design of it, which is a famous architect, I think, who's done that.
Yeah, so. And it's all glass. It's all
beautiful. Oh,
yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it looks like it's going to be a really cool spot once it's done.
Yeah. How exciting.
So when you are opening up a certain varietal, is there a certain type of music you like to listen to? If, say, a Pinot Noir or a Zinfandel or a Chenin Blanc, what's your favorite pairing, wine and music pairing?
Well, I love Pinot Noir. I am definitely a Pinot fan, but I also love bubbles. So, bubbles are really fun. So I feel like if I'm going to drink some bubbles, I'm going to listen to something that's really light and bright and fun. So probably something poppy and just makes me want to kind of dance and have a good time,
For me, it's Tina Turner and bubbles.
Ooh.
Because she's just so, I loved her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Michelle?
I'm a big fan of Tom Waits.
Oh, yeah.
And so.
A local in Sebastopol.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So, I mean, he could be all over the place because really his styles is just different depending on which album you're listening to. But probably a bigger red. But then also bubbles are good too, right?
I would say Tom Waits, Syrah. That would be Syrah for me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. This is so fun.
Just such a deep, gravelly voice.
Yeah.
It's very terroir to his voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was actually on a flight once and I, sitting there and I heard this voice ask for something from the flight attendant. And I turned around and it's Tom Waits. It was such a dynamic, that voice. You can't miss it. It's so funny. But yeah, those are great choices.
I know. We approve.
Yay.
Everything goes with bubbles, though, that I know for sure. Okay, so let's see. So what is the dial number for a KSRO? Because I don't know that everybody knows that.
We are actually all over the place. So our original signal is 1350 AM. So that's probably our strongest signal, as long as everything with the transmitter is working.
On a good day with your fingers crossed.
Well, I mean, when we're strong, you can hear us, like in Palo Alto.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really strong signal, and all the way up into Lake County. So it's incredible. Then we're also at 103.5 FM and 96.9 FM as well. So it's just a repeater signal. Yeah.
But isn't now radio, like I could be anywhere in the country or the world and I could listen to that show because I can dial in through the internet and listen to your show.
Exactly. There are different apps that you can use to stream to us. And then we also stream on our website at ksro.com. And if you want to hear past podcasts that have been on KSRO of the Rock and Vino show, they're at ksro.com. And then the ones that Coco did prior to us being on KSRO are at rockandvino.com.
So will you be going to... what is it, Bottle Rock this year, and covering that somehow, or we will just be there pouring wine through for the jam, or what's this plan there?
Yeah, so part of my responsibilities working for Jam is we close down the tasting room, and all the staff works Bottle Rock. So we have our own stage, which is our jam pad, which is directly across the lawn from the main stage. Mm-hmm. And so, which is really cool. So we work that. We have performers from all over Bottle Rock perform on that stage, kind of a more intimate acoustic set. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes we have them interviewed and whatnot. So it's really cool. But we also did submit for media credentials for Bottle Rock so that we can get some interviews with some artists.
Great.
So we'll see. Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Fun. And do you find it goes okay? We gave up trying to do, live interviews remotely or whatever. Do you feel like you can do okay doing that? It works?
Yeah. So you definitely have to have the right equipment. So I got this really cool device that can plug in four different microphones. Mm-hmm. So that's been really helpful.
It goes right into the phone.
It goes right. Yeah. So, I mean, those are great. And so as long as your sound levels are good and there's not too much, which usually in the media rooms in those areas at those festivals, I mean, everybody's doing the same thing.
Right.
So everybody's respectful of the sound.
Right.
Yeah.
We tried to do them outside in the vineyards, like a lot of wind.
Uh-huh.
And when you listen later, you're like, whoa, was it windy?
Very,
I don't remember.
Very windy.
But it sounds like we're in a gale force. So we're like, yeah, let's plan B. Let's just go back to the studio.
Yeah. Nothing like control.
Yeah, we like control. Well, I like just, sitting here and having a glass of wine for breakfast. Okay, so anything else we need to talk about? We just want to make sure people find you because our listeners are, all over the country. So they do just go online.
So, I mean, our website is Rock and Vino. So it's R-O-C-K-N-V-I-N-O. So it's not like I-N, it's just N.
Yeah. Rock and Vino.
R-O-C-K-N-V-I-N-O. And yeah, on the website, you can stream directly from there. You can find us on any of the streaming platforms,
right.
Spotify, Apple, all the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And subscribe and listen. And we have a Patreon. We set it up, but don't really do much. We started doing stuff, but kind of.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. I feel like just getting people to listen would be great. Yeah.
Step one.
Yeah.
Step one.
And if you want to listen to my Thursday night show,
yes.
I'm just going to plug it real quick.
Yes, please.
Definitely.
It's Connections on KRCB, and so krcb.org, and there's a link to listen live on Thursday nights, Pacific time, 7 to 9 p.m.
And then there's also an archive through the website?
I think for 2 weeks of my shows are available at a time. They don't keep an extensive archive.
Yeah, nice. Definitely check that out.
Oh, and it's 104.9 FM if you're local.
Perfect.
I love it. This was so fun. I hope that people tune in and listen because I just love the whole idea. Just honestly, just that 2 second conversation about what would you pair with, bubbles. Think about it. It's fun.
But we will put all these links in the show notes so people can find you, listen, send love letters.
That
and
would
then,
be nice.
And then pair their own wine and music.
Yes.
And,
call
in and tell us what you're listening to and what you're drinking. That would be great.
Yeah, we love people's suggestions for sure on what they would like to pair.
So I have one more thing because I always have one.
Yes, you do.
I know she's going to roll her eyes at me. Okay, so before we quit. I
roll them so often they're starting to hurt.
I forgot. So... We are. We just launched tickets to. We have a really small event. We're doing these wine trails that we started along the wine road last summer. So we're doing them seasonally. So our spring wine trail is May 11th. I think we have about 40 wineries. It's a one-day tasting event. It's $50 a person. No reservations. You just order your ticket on Eventbrite, and the wineries that are participating, the list shows up. They will all be pouring 2-3 wines. Often they offer a discount to participants. There's a program that shows what every winery offers. So if you're used to going wine tasting and paying $30 or $40 each winery, this is a day for $50. It is just like a no-brainer if you're going to go tasting for the day, May 11th. It's quite the deal. So
it is quite the deal.
WineRoad.com, Spring Wine Trail. And
awesome.
Let's see. I think that's it. Oh, I know one more thing. I'm never going to get it down, but I do have notes. Aren't you proud of me today?
I'm always proud of you.
Thanks.
Can't you see me beaming with pride?
I see you beaming with pride. I did want to mention Sonoma County Tourism has a new app, and we have connected with them in a big way for all of our events. But if you're local or visiting from out of the area, it's definitely an app worth downloading because you can create your own itineraries on there. It'll give you turn-by-turn directions on how to get to every place that you want to go for the day. And then if you're into like gamifying things, you can earn badges if you visit so many wineries. But just great information on the wineries, the restaurants, the lodgings. And just to me, the mapping thing is super awesome. It's a really, really well done app, Sonoma County Tourism. So honest to God, that's it.
Awesome. We got through all the one more things.
I know. No, I have no more things.
That's a misnomer, one more thing.
I'm going to have a shirt someday. One more thing.
One more thing.
Oh, my gosh. Michelle and Coco is so... I'm so glad that you could come today and be in person. This was super fun.
Thank you for being with us, and we'll see you on the wine road.
Yes. Thank you, guys. Mm-hmm.